clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
They weren't lying. We really were kindred spirits.
Drabor, it's been 3 days. I'm telling you, I need to go take a look.
Latha, Drabor, Latha!
Kar, Hanamahinaya walk.
Drabor, you're about to make me cause an interspecies incident. How do we know they're all right? We gotta do something.
Kar, Drabor, Hori, Lanaktikta, Latha Yamathurak.
Please, Drabor, if you won't listen to us, listen to Oreg. We're all worried.
Sayyusahaf, Silas, Kasia,
Tukbar, Humrekabazer.
Yeah, we know. You were right all along, Drabor.
Here they are. God damn, you two are a sight for sore eyes.
You guys look awful.
Cassius! Thank God you're back. Fuck.
Hey, everyone. We need help.
What happened?
Well, I think we're fine. We're fine, right, Sai?
Never better.
But... We're not going to be able to get our worm out of the training area.
Oh, come on. You two must be joshing us. How big can it possibly...
That's one of its plates.
Holy...
Antonin!
Hida Kabat. Radir Kabat. Rakadalka.
Drabor!
Yok La Hoffam.
Drabor! It's Dr. Lamahon! Tornakadakadim!
Ma, Tapa, Sakakim!
Tan Iksha Alka! Matal! Daka Hadur! Matal!
Habe Nafura, Drabor! Iksakal!
Would you two explain what the hell is going on?
We killed a big one, Greg. Yeah, you wish I was making this up. Drabor should find it. Silas told them to check for a hole on the ceiling.
We need to get you back to the village. You guys look rough.
I can wait. We should make sure we get our worm.
Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. We should go, okay? Drabor's got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
What was that all about?
Greg, please. Can we have a drink and some real hot food before we answer the questionnaire?
Well, come on then. Everybody's dying to hear how it went.
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
It's almost as big as Drabor!
God damn!
Told you the worm was big.
I hope Arub is pleased with it. I'd hate to hear we have to go back.
Yeah? Can't stand the sight of me anymore?
That's not at all. Ah, humor. I understand.
Nasaf, Hamataka Dorka, Hirka Bunsha Dakadin, Nasaf, Beda Ananaya Thanala Andarka, Ananaya Daha Krashad, If Yanak Urub.
Something about our worm?
Trebor is apologizing. I think he feels responsible for a worm of this size coming into the training cave. But he's asking Urub if we are a Krashad.
Urub's not saying anything.
I've only known them for about a month. But if I'm not mistaken...
Ma! Stama! Sambi! Urub!
I think they simply have a flair for the dramatic.
Silas! Kashyas! Mayatal!
Oh, here we go.
I don't usually get stage fright, but the whole village is staring at us again. Like our first day here.
At least you're not in a cage. This time.
Oh, for now.
Kashyas! Silas! Padar Sleha!
Arms?
Link arms. They want our arms together.
Oh.
Like this? Thim'ah?
Santash! Sambi Hur! Anadathanaya! Krashyad! Krashyad!
Krashyad! Krashyad!
Pandir Dalka! Li Bada Dayala!
I guess this is a good thing?
I believe so.
Whoa!
I think we're the guests of honor. It's a feast. A Krashad feast.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're building a bonfire? Right here?
What's wrong?
Isn't there... Where will the smoke go? Is the cave dome big enough? What about our oxygen?
Silas, don't worry. I'm sure they've done this before. Oh, I see. They're building an oven, like a temporary oven, or a smoking chamber. It'll vent the smoke upwards and have enough space to cook the whole worm in one go. See? Told you not to worry.
Sorry, I just couldn't help but think that the smoke might be a terrible idea.
Listen, you don't have to worry about the cave collapsing or everything going dark. I'm right here. Look, I've still got my flashlight. Even if anything did happen, I'd get us out of here.
You're right.
Enjoy yourself. We took down a monster worm. We should be excited. Live a little.
I'll do my best.
Silas! Kasyas! Krashyad! Hanena!
Sana.
Oh, thank you. Sana. They're congratulating us? Were we supposed to say something else, Bookworm?
I'm not sure. There's no information about this kind of ceremony in Arub's history book. Arub did say there was another book, but they didn't want me to read it yet.
Huh, weird. Did they say why?
I assumed I needed to gain Arub's trust, or the approval of the village. I'm not sure. Knowledge is power, I suppose.
Well, now that we're officially a hunting pair, you might get your chance.
Ugh, be still, my beating heart. Truly, all my dreams might come true.
On the back of a worm, no less.
It was more on the top of a chimney shroom, actually. But the worm hunt went superbly well, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, haven't really had a chance to talk yet, have we?
Doesn't look like we'll get the chance for some time. As much as I'd like to elaborate our post-hunt conversation, I would also hate to disappoint our party guests.
Wouldn't be the first time I dipped early. But this one looks fun. Let's stick it out.
Kasyas. Silas. Kasyad.
Sana, Crag.
Sana. but we'll talk soon.
I would very much like that.
I'm still not quite sure what just happened. Just kind of blurted it out.
Well, we should be thankful then. This feast can give us both a chance to think while we distract ourselves.
This is lovely, but I'm afraid it's going to be hard to distract me from.
Krasyas, Silas, Ravash Krasyad, Ravash.
A drink? There's no telling what's in this. Silas, be careful.
What was it you said? Live a little, right, Cass?
Whoa, wait. You. Holy shit. Are you all right?
I can confirm the alcoholic nature of this beverage.
Well, I'm no lightweight. Sante. Ooh, yeah. That's gotta burn, all right. I thought you were just couldn't handle it.
I'm no teetotaler, but that is quite strong.
Crush on.
Sana, Drabor.
Sana.
Don't the heat up the Krasyad! Krasyad!
Oh, thank fuck there's food. I need something to chase down whatever the hell that drink was. Oh, Sana, Nerth.
Sana.
Still need something. Oh! Jay! Hey, Jay! Can you bring me one of the MREs?
Why?
Just bring it. I want to show Arub something.
All right. Fine.
Thanks. I don't want to get up. It might be rude. And I like telling Jay what to do.
Perceptive of you. We might make a diplomat of you yet, Cass.
As long as it's to the Alka, I'm fine with that. Just don't send me to talk to other humans. Unless you want to start a war.
You're not that clumsy with words.
Oh, but I am a little, huh? Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe just sarcastic and feisty enough you wouldn't be invited back.
Fair point. I'd probably mouth off eventually.
But, as you said, you seem to be doing just fine with the Alka. You've only broken one major rule, so far. And you seem to have righted your wrongs.
Have I?
It appears that way.
Another thing to talk about later. Ah, thanks, Jay.
Do I even get a tip?
You can have a sip of whatever Jabor is handing out. If you ask nicely.
No thanks. I think he might be doing things to Greg.
Hey, you tell him not too many. I'm not explaining shit to June, you hear me?
You've run out of Jay requests today. Tell him yourself.
See ya.
Hey! Ugh. I can't blame Greg. With how much he worries, these past couple of days couldn't have been easy.
Live. Live a little. I suppose that includes Greg.
Sigh. You doing all right, man? Do I need to take you home?
I'm all right. It was just really strong. My constitution, while not quite fragile, isn't exactly robust, either.
Aha! Found it.
Hot sauce?
Just what this worm steak needs. That, and some salt and pepper. That works. I knew it would.
Oh, look. You've already got someone curious.
I knew that would get their attention.
Cassius! Ante mintal kamula, Ramaha?
This red liquid, my dear Arub, is hot sauce. Hada. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Try some, please. Tamin.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
I didn't put too much, I think.
Huh? What?
Do you like it?
They appear to be deep in thought. I hope it's not too spicy.
Mmm, Duhala! Parmana! Yanda beat Gatha?
You like it? More Gatha? Maruma! Nadnahad!
Nariksha! Kasyas! Sailas! Krashyad! Sayir Zahafla Hidanasa!
Sanarub! And only use a little! Shagira Maha!
Sana Arub, Yastirikan.
This stuff's great! You gotta show me how you guys brew things next. This reminds me of the shine I used to make back home.
Well, shit. There goes our security lead.
Greg appears to be having a splendid time, indeed.
At least no one's gonna rat him out to Beckett. Wait. Silas! Psst.
What? What?
You left the... It's still on.
Oh, yes. But I'd rather get this recorded.
You're gonna get us all in trouble if you do. What are they gonna think about us drinking on the job?
I can always edit the recording later if it needs it. Don't worry. I have my own ways of protecting everyone.
If you say so.
Even if it's not nearly as impressive as the Cassius method of defending the breachers.
Oh, whatever.
I still can't believe you took the worm down after we injured it. All by yourself.
Oh, shut up. You don't have to say stuff like that. That has to be the booze talking.
There is merit to the idea. But I give myself something like a 90% chance of believing the notion even after the alcohol has worn off.
Sai? Hey, Sai!
Alex? What's up?
Oh, nothing, I think.
Are you alright?
I'm fine.
Katha.
It's just... Have you seen Lizzie in the crowd? I was wanting to ask her something, but I don't see her anywhere.
Come to think of it, I haven't... No, not since we came back. But she's probably either lost in the crowd or perhaps went away somewhere quiet. I don't think Lizzie is the type to hang around all this noise for long.
Oh! I could try the crafts area. Maybe she headed over there.
Good luck finding her. Let us know if you need help. Hey, Cass, did you hear... Cass? Where did you get that? Are you sure that's wise? Drinking more?
Silas, we almost died today. I'm allowed to unwind.
I suppose.
Silas. Kappa. Kappa. Rabash.
Kar Katha. Drimar.
Katha it is.
Cass.
What? What? I'm having fun.
How about just one more?
One more? That's lame.
I understand. This is a joyous occasion, but we can hardly afford to have you too intoxicated. We have a lot of work in the coming days.
Sigh.
One more. And I'll drink with you this time.
All right. That's more like it. Sante.
Oh, this one's not nearly as strong. Is this a different beverage?
Why is that so surprising?
It's just... the Alka never ceased to amaze me. Every day, I remember what the first depths on this depth were like. Full of peril and the pressing darkness of the caves. But now, it's a place of joy, light, music, artistry, innovation.
And surprisingly delicious food and drink.
Cass, are you feeling something?
What do you mean?
There's a warming sensation. This one is building a furnace in my chest, it seems.
Yeah, it doesn't burn till it hits your gut. But it's a nice heat. I feel alive.
I feel... What do I feel?
What do you feel?
I think you've already used the best word. Alive. Everything is in motion. the Alpha Team, this cave, the Earth beneath us.
Whoa, now. I'm gonna be spinning that soon. I thought you told me you weren't a lightweight. Or did I say that? I can't remember.
Cass?
Yeah?
I'm glad we made it.
I think you've mentioned that. Are you feeling all right?
I'm glad we're still making it. I know I've given you nothing but grief since starting this journey, but it's all been lies. Even if I didn't know it.
What do you mean, lies?
Sorry. I mean all my complaining. All the times I've moaned about needing to go hiking or getting up early or having less than desirable coffee options. All of it. I've actually enjoyed our explorations together immensely.
Now I know that's a lie.
Huh?
There's no way you're taking back all the times you've whined about the coffee. You know how I know?
How?
You've even tried to go over my head to June Dawson with our supply lists, behind my back.
That was hasty, to be sure.
I remember the memo clearly. Dear Mrs. Dawson, I am a concerned member of the Breacher teams, and I believe it would greatly improve morale for our exploration efforts if we could source some quality coffee for our supplies. Please find, attached to this memo, a comprehensive list of suitable brands...
I'm sorry. That was ill-advised. I won't do it again. But the rest...
The rest?
I mean it. With all my heart, I would never have seen these sights, heard these sounds, been to these places. I went along, kicking and screaming, but... What an adventure.
You're only saying that because we finally found a depth that wasn't a death trap. And it still tried to bite our ass as soon as we walked in.
And yet, we survived. Maybe there is something to the thrill of danger being an unfortunate, but altogether necessary part of our lives. The stories will tell.
I'm glad you finally understand. No regrets, remember? Do what you love and cling to it.
Never thought I'd see the day you would catch me saying, I might love this.
And you know what? I'm glad you left the recorder running. Because I'm going to so enjoy rubbing this confession in your face when we go somewhere else, and it's horrible. And we have to walk for miles, and there's no one else to talk to, no books to read, and the coffee's some shitty, instant blend, gritty, sandy stuff.
Do you dislike it too?
I hate it. Do you think I asked for that stuff? It just works a lot better on the trail. Sometimes we make sacrifices. Sometimes it doesn't hurt. Other times, we give up the good things for the better things. Beats having nothing at all, doesn't it?
I suppose I never thought of it that way.
Sai, listen. This isn't a brag, because I assure you it's not all the privilege of command. But once you've had a look around from the top, as in, like, in charge of everyone's safety. I told you before, it's like a weight. Not a weight, as in, like, holding me back. It's changed the way I've been running my life. My whole outlook. I can't rest that night until I know our little crew is safe. I feel... Sometimes I can forget, but I feel driven by our mission. Because everyone's counting on me to perform. Not just now, but for their futures. Everything that happens to Alpha Team after today, I'll have a hand in how it goes. I'm shaping everyone's fate by my decisions every single day. And that's terrifying. Did I sound like an asshole? I swear, I'm not trying to sound all fake noble like Beckett.
No, it didn't sound pretentious coming from you. Reminds me of an old story I read a long time ago.
Oh, shit. I did sound like a dumbass. Especially if it reminds you of an old story.
Sorry. It's not that old, if it makes you feel any better. Maybe in the last century, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have to talk about it. I know I can be long-winded.
No. I'm being dumb again with my stupid jokes. I'd like to hear it, actually.
Are you setting me up for a joke?
Don't be so suspicious, Bookworm. You know I kid around, but I mean it this time. Tell me. I won't make fun.
All right. It's the story of a lifeboat that escapes the sinking of a military vessel. There's a dozen, two dozen people on board, something like that. It's been a long time since I've read this story, and my mind is a bit fuzzy.
It's okay. Just tell me what you remember. I'm listening.
Anyway, there's an officer on board who brought a canteen of water and a gun from the wreckage. They're lost at sea for days, weeks, and the men are restless, scorched by the sun, driven mad by thirst. But the officer clings to his duty and rations the water out very carefully in an attempt to save everyone, despite the others on board threatening him, waiting for any opportunity to claim the water for themselves. He has to use the gun to keep them at bay. The officer tries to stay awake, but slowly begins to drift off.
Are you saying you guys are going to kill me in my sleep or something?
No. No, nothing of the sort. I certainly hope not. No, the point of the story was in the ending. As he falls asleep, he charges one of the men to continue rationing the water.
Why would he do that? They've been trying to kill him.
A last-ditch effort, I suppose. And what choice did he have? He was dead, no matter what. Yet, he miraculously awakens to find the man he put in control still guarding the water. The last line goes something like, "When you're the boss, you see things differently."
I guess I understand. I'm living proof that it does make you see things differently.
I'm trying to be more understanding as well. All too often, I think only of myself. But once you're able to pull yourself away from that solo perspective, it opens up a world where you must acknowledge that your presence, your actions, have direct effects on those around you. Even more so when you're responsible for their actions and the paths they will take. Now look who's starting to ramble. I'm falling into a reverie of pontification again.
Hey, I asked for it that time. And thank you, really. Your understanding and undying support really does mean a lot to me. I haven't forgotten.
No, Trevor, no, we can't.
Rabash. Rada, Rabash.
Rada?
Sigh. This one smells fruity. Come on, just a sip this time. We have to.
Cass. Very well. Just a drop couldn't hurt, right?
Oh, no.
What is it?
Here, try it.
You can't just say, oh, no, and then refuse to elaborate.
It's really good. It's too good. There's no burn at all.
That doesn't mean it's not.
I know. And that's why it's the best. Now try it.
Very sweet. Almost like a cranberry, but less emphasis on the tartness.
Yes.
I wonder where they get the fruit for these drinks.
I think I know the answer. Z showed me a lot of their farm. They take piles of worm scat and then filter that through.
I would be enthralled with where this conversation is heading any other time. Please, I think I've hit my limit.
Fuck, you haven't even had a chance to rest after you got slapped by the worm. Fuck, I'm sorry, Sai. I wasn't even thinking.
It's quite all right. Jay said I was fine, other than the mother of all bruises, so I wasn't going to limp away from the festivities too early.
How do we... Arub! Arub! Tama! Tama!
How much food I got, Cassius?
Tama. Silas, Karstri Laha. Jermar.
Nantas Ayala Mure. Juna Ana Tarno Urub. Nanraini Dama Thiram Talaya.
What did you say?
I said we must rest, and we'd like to go with Rube's permission, and that I mean no disrespect.
To help Ankh Naya, but Jay Radasa, Kin Mahulanyanam.
Are they laughing? What's so funny?
Rube said we must depart, but nobody should hold us accountable? It might be a joke at our expense, but I don't understand it.
I hope we haven't offended anyone. Come on. Easy does it. I'm here if you need me.
Not to be mean-spirited, but I think you'll sympathize with my need to not be touched at this moment.
I get it, Gramps. Take your time.
Mayatol, Nayan! Mayatol! Cassius! Silas!
I guess we're supposed to go somewhere specific?
Hey! Where are you two headed?
Yeah, where you going? Party's just getting started.
I'm putting the bookworm to bed. He's all tuckered out. Rube's taking us somewhere.
Yeah, I bet you are.
About time. Doctor's orders.
You keep an eye on everyone, Jay.
I'll think about it.
You better.
No promises.
Crashyard. Crashyard.
Crashyard.
Crashyard. Crashyard.
You doing all right?
Thus far. Where are we going? I've not been to this side of the village.
Oh, man. Silas, this is where I helped build some new huts the other day.
Are we being rehoused? Perhaps our status as Crushout means they're expecting us to stay in these new homes.
Damn. I wonder if that was the plan all along.
Rube did call us a Crushout on our first day here. I think the hunting pair is so important to their culture, their worldview is defined by it. They cannot afford the luxury of solitude with survival on the line.
Why did Arub think we were a Crushout anyway? We were found separately.
I'll have to ask. Now that I understand a little more of the Crushout, I'd like to know that as well. So many questions, but all I can think about now is a good night's rest.
Dahanakal. Nafu Truktuk. Crushyad.
Wait, where's... Uru, where are you going? This is one house. Where's my...
Cass?
What?
This is ours.
Ours? We didn't even get a chance to decompress, and we're already moving on to a joint home ownership? Silas.
That's what Arub said. You haven't seen any of the other Crushouts living separately, have you?
No, but they just gave us a house? What do we do?
I suppose that's up to us.
Well, we can always... I don't want to cause a scene, but...
It'd be rude to turn down such a generous offer, I think, but...
Maybe we could sit for a while, and then I could sneak back to the Breacher Hut later. No, that would leave you here, and I can't sneak back with you. You're not the quietest guy around.
Why don't we... I mean, we could always, why don't we have that conversation first? In our hut, if that's acceptable to you. I think this is about as private a space as we can ask for. Only if you want to.
If you want to. Yeah. 'Cause I do.
I like that idea.
cozy.
Yes.
I have something to start off our chat with.
Quite forthright of you. What is it?
I've been dying to mention it, and maybe you'll appreciate it even more now. But first, do you know what day it is today?
Should be around September 9th. Time is hard to track without daylight.
It's the 10th. I found my watch while Jay was checking on you.
Oh, I see.
Your birthday.
Wait, how did you know? I don't think I've ever mentioned it.
You didn't, but I had access to everyone's personnel files when we worked back at the old Vincula base.
You remembered it? From back then?
So, happy birthday. You actually managed to get a party, too. And I made you something while I was learning crafts with Azeek.
You made something? You didn't have to. Oh.
Do you like it?
It's lovely. And this design, it's... Wow. I'm at a loss for words.
Yes. Score one for the biologist. What I got from Azeek was it's a good luck charm. Did Arub tell you more about it?
Yes. It's a stylized sigil that means wish or hope. It's part of the board game Arub is teaching me to play. To the winner, a wish. That's what you say when you start.
Well, I feel like a winner, but... You can have my wish, Sai.
I'll wear it. I'm not usually one for necklaces, but this is a worthy exception. And beautifully made, too. Thank you, Cass.
I'm glad you like it. Oh, and with that, maybe it's finally time we put away the little ears.
Oh! Oh my god, I almost left it on.
Now wouldn't that be something for everyone at Yannis to hear?
Sorry, everyone. Not this time.
What do you mean this time? What did we talk about? I know. I feel it in my soul. Fuck. Enough. I need more. I have to keep going. I've got a long way to go. To keep it together.
Lizzie? Are you in here? Not here. Lizzie, where are you? You're starting to worry me. Lizzie! Yoo-hoo! Where'd you go? Here either. Surely she couldn't have left the village. Not without someone help with the lift. She must be around here somewhere. Oh, I hear something. That sounds like her. Is she... Lizzie?
What? Alex?
I'm sorry. I don't mean... I didn't mean to intrude. I didn't see you at the party, and I got worried. Are you doing okay?
I'm fine. I'm all right. I just... You know, I've never really been a partier. Much too noisy. I don't really dance or drink or anything, you know, so... Just had to, get away for a bit. Sorry to worry you. Everything's fine, Alex, really. You don't have to worry about me.
Hey, do you mind if I sit here?
Do you have to?
I don't, That's why I'm asking. I won't even talk your ear off. We don't have to say anything. But I think you need a friend right now. And I'm here.
Not to be rude, but I mean... Yes. Please sit. But I'd rather just sit quietly and paint. I'll say something if I feel like it, okay?
Okay. I can just watch. No pressure.
This is going to be the view from my house. Well, from my room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt raised me after my parents died in this house. She was from old Southern money, you know. She liked to keep to herself. So it was just me and her in a two-story mansion out in the woods. Very spacious, but very empty.
It's beautiful.
It is, isn't it? I should have every detail down, like a photograph. After all, I spent countless hours just staring. Staring out this very window with nothing else to do. I don't want to sound ungrateful. An orphan like me could have been a lot worse off than just being alone. And I had a great view of the valleys, as you can see. I'm just hoping I can show Zeke and the rest of the Alka soon. This is what home looks like. Majestic, wide open, empty, haunted.
Haunted?
I had a lot of imaginary friends. They lived out there in the rolling hills. Between the nooks and the crannies, in the knots and the warrens, behind every tree and hidden in every bush. Most of them were friendly. Others, not so much. I learned a lot about nature that way. Found out a lot of the imaginary friends were various woodland creatures. Owls, coyotes, snakes, squirrels, opossums. Rabbits, turtles, raccoons. Almost ran into a bear one time. I think I scared it as bad as it scared me, because we both ran for our lives. And then sometimes there were things I couldn't explain. And some of the sounds they made, I don't have an explanation for those. Even now.
Did they have names?
Oh, yes, actually. I had a whole journal full of them. Quite a few made their way into my professional drawings before and after I went away to school. And then, after that, I was back at this window, just like I am now.
You're not alone.
Really? Am I not?
No. I'll make sure of it.
Then why do I feel even more hollow than back then?
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
Alex, my dear.
Hmm?
This may just come off as bitter, but I don't care anymore. Listen, you're young, and if I had one bit of advice for you, just don't ever wish for anything, okay? Just don't. You'll only be letting yourself down, and you'll be unhappy. Deeply. deeply unhappy. I'd like to be alone again. Please.
Okay, okay. I'll go. I'll be in the breacher hut if you need me.
Thanks.
Oh, Lizzie, I should have guessed. Life just won't give you a break, will it? Sorry. But we'll still be here for you. I wonder how else I can help.
Got the latest shipment for you right here. I'll have you know, it's not fun getting chased by a snake bear trying to harvest these things.
Your hard work is appreciated, I assure you.
Why do you guys need so much of this stuff, anyway?
Ah, my 10 o'clock is here. Well done, Breacher Team Gamma. Get some rest. June.
Evelyn.
So you've decided to help me?
I've just about decided to give you a trial run. Nothing more.
It will have to do. We must hurry.
Where to? Evelyn?
We can't wait around.
Oh,
and
I assure you we can. Or at least I can. I've got all the time in the world. Now, you better start gabbing and I'll start walking.
Fine. Fine. Beckett should be in conference with Mr. Richardson very soon. I want to know what is being said.
Aren't you in touch with this Mr. Richardson from Vincula all the time? I thought you were his secretary.
Normally, my duties should include me in these conversations. But as of late, I have been relegated to administrating the breacher shipments, especially since Team Alpha has started an extended deployment to Depth 4. I am no longer as close to the inner workings of Vincula as I used to be. If I ever was close, that is.
Uh-huh. If that story you told me about not remembering is a lie, Evelyn, I'll admit you sure have worked hard to convince me.
I am not lying. I wish I remembered. But what do you mean I've been trying to convince you?
Evelyn, I'm in charge of the facilities here at Yanis, just like back at Vincula's old base. I notice little differences, like how you prefer tea now instead of coffee.
No offense to you, June, but the coffee Yanis provides us with is subpar at best.
Or how you don't wear your hair long anymore.
Much easier to maintain it this way.
Or how I've never seen you give a genuine smile before you came to Yanis. The only ones you gave us back at the old office were too sharp for my liking.
Oh.
I've spent a long time studying faces over my life, Evelyn. There's something different about the way you've been carrying yourself these days. You have changed. But in what ways? I'm not sure. Had a moment to reflect after your near death? I can respect that.
Something along those lines? Yes. I've had quite a bit of time just to think. Some things have been put into perspective, and there are some things worth striving for. And others, not so much. Perhaps I have emerged a different person than before.
Hmm. Well, I notice you're making an effort to be more civil, at least. If it's a sincere attempt at redemption you're after, well, I aim to find that out.
Then I had best not let you down. Here. Beckett would probably appreciate some caffeine right about now. I've already prepped this beverage cart for his use. And here. Amidst the sugar and utensils is a hidden compartment. You must simply leave this tray in Beckett's office and retrieve it a short time later. If I were you, I wouldn't bother listening at the door or trying to time his conversations. Anything we can get, even partially, will be useful. And it can be part of your regular rounds from here on out.
I see. But where's the recorder?
Here. Didn't even notice it, did you? I didn't mean to snoop, but as you can see, it's even smaller than the ones the breach teams use. Quite effective, is it not?
Yes, quite.
So, whenever you're ready...
Now, hold on a moment. If he finds this, it'll be my neck he's after.
I've left it on since we began this conversation. If it is found, we are now co-conspirators. It will be our necks.
That doesn't do much to improve my confidence, Evelyn.
This could be our only pipeline for information regarding Beckett's plans. I have no method for contriving a way to put myself in his office, and I can't leave anything inside. Beckett has the room checked for just this sort of thing on a nightly basis. As the residence manager, he won't question your presence. I need your help, June. And so does Alpha.
Don't throw that in my face. You already know I'd do anything to help my little family. All right, I'll try it. He might turn me away.
If he does, don't fight it. We'll try again another time. He checks in with Richardson almost daily around this time. And there it is. Good luck, June.
Refreshments? Coffee and tea?
Oh, it's Mrs. Dawson. Just a moment. Yes, come in.
Thought you might use a pick-me-up. Help yourself. I'll come collect it in a few minutes for the other offices.
Much appreciated, Mrs. Dawson. My apologies. As you were saying? Yes, I believe Gamma just received the other samples you wanted today. Let me see. Yes, they just confirmed receipt in the breach lab. They should be departing Yanis Base by this evening. Mm-hmm. Best of luck on your research efforts. Beckett out. Get me Richardson. Richardson, Beckett. Shipments from Gaia are proceeding apace, but I have no further updates from Alpha Team today. I issued an ultimatum to Alpha Team Lead on our last supply drop. In person, yes. I plan to depart with the supply drop again tomorrow, in time for our bi-weekly meeting in a few days. If they haven't found Breach 5 by then, I will order the deployment of additional Breacher teams on the next. Now? I suppose that could be arranged. No, I don't have high hopes for them finding it either. They seem preoccupied by the Alka and their culture. Additional teams will prove useful in scouring the tunnels. Very well. I'll take Upsilon with me tomorrow, and Combat Team Theta will be ready for Depth 4 exploration the week after. I am aware of the necessity for haste. There have been some difficulties filling personnel on Gaian projects. We needed to replace a few casualties before training the new... I understand. But to do so, I need to ensure the flow of resources. We need manpower, money, the whole nine yards. Is that so? Well, perhaps my hands aren't so tied. I can try right now and see if he's still up for the deal. All right, Beckett out. Get me Nicholas Thatcher. Tell him it's Vincula. Mr. Nicholas Thatcher, this is Steve Beckett, and while that name may not mean anything to you, you could say my ties are very close with Vincula. I understand you're still looking for your missing progeny. The very same. I am in a position to deliver them to you, although it will take some time, and Cassius is providing invaluable services to Vincula, and of course their opinion about returning to you has sadly... remained unchanged. Oh, we're not looking for just money. We're also looking for outreach. I understand you have a number of affluential contacts as well. Ah, so you've seen Vincula has a few new tricks up their sleeve. Yes, doing quite well in the stock market, thanks to a few advances to their medical processes. I'd happily discuss the particulars with you if you are interested. You might be surprised just how much I know about Vincula's new methods. You may also have noticed that... One moment. Who is it?
Back for the tray. There's thirsty people out here, if that's all right.
Very well. Make it quick. This is important.
Still inside. And you don't think he suspected a thing?
He didn't act any differently.
Only one way to be sure, then.
Mayato! Mayato!
I've got it.
All right, let's go. Rube, what do you want? Whatever it is, it's way too early.
Trantha, Arub, Hadaflana.
Mayatal, Perkanimsiala.
What did they say?
I ask too many questions.
Only because we're not getting any answers. Arub, wait up.
Oh, we're going past Arub's hut. Usually we're not allowed past here.
It's like you said, we must be accepted now that we're Krashyat.
I hope Arub's not making us do lessons this early.
Why are you worried about lessons?
Normally, that would be quite exciting. But I was looking forward to more rest after our hunting trip. Felt like I could sleep for days.
And you're grumpy if you haven't had your coffee.
Yes.
Nuhafanaspa!
What is this?
It's a stairway. Carved into the chimney shroom itself. It looks... Cass.
It looks just like the ones we found on Necropolis.
Yes! Didn't think I'd be in a tight space so early, but...
You've got this. Here. Just like before. I've got you.
Thank you.
It helps when you're dying to find out what's inside, huh?
I can only imagine. Perhaps this is where the Alka keep the rest of their books, like a hidden library. I know they value knowledge, and they probably want to keep it safe.
Must be something worth protecting. We're down in the chimney shroom stock. This has to be one of the most fortified places in the whole village. I wonder what they keep down here. Holy shit!
What are they? What is...
Silas, calm down. Remember how we've never seen any Alkan children?
Yes?
I think this is the nursery. These must be the Alkan larvae.
Oh.
Yeah, not as scary anymore, right?
I think I can start breathing again.
Did you really think Arub was going to feed us to some critter?
The thought crossed my mind.
There are markings on these cribs, Silas. What do they say?
Their names. A bit more refined in their craftsmanship than the ones in the resting cave. Wait.
Oh, no, this one.
What are you looking for?
Maybe this. What about this? Aha! Cass, look! It says Oreg and Drabor on this one. These are their children. And I believe their names are scrawled underneath that of their parents. There's Yuruk
Dazir, and finally, Okor.
Which one is which?
I have no earthly idea. I would ask their parents.
Mayatal Shagir, Lit Hayanawam.
Oh.
Shh, shh. Rub said, let them sleep.
Oh. Sleep tight, little ones. I would say don't let the bedbugs bite, but I think you are the bedbugs.
Hidame Yakasa Hadakal.
What?
What about this one? It's empty and there's no names on it. Sigh. What happened to you? What did Arub say?
Arub said this one would be ours one day. That, how, what? We don't need this. I mean, we, why?
Silas, this one is ours?
That's what Arub said.
wait, how... How did Arub know humans have children? Or that we'd need a nursery? What if we laid eggs or something?
I may have explained the process of human procreation during one of our lessons.
Silas, did you have the birds and the beetles talk with her group?
Arub, why? I mean, Arub, Dama Anfaltahada.
Nadak Kulakim Krasyad Nakaladim Yumana Karazul Minanala Halkan.
Okay. Oh, whew. Okay. I can breathe again. Ooh. What did Arub say?
I think I understand just how deeply rooted the Krashad concept is to the Alka now, Cassius.
Do explain. I promise I'm getting a grip.
It's not just a pair of hunting partners. It's a family unit. You become a Krashad, and it's like a coming of age. They go hunt a worm, there's a feast, and they start a family. You become entitled to a house and a crib here in their most treasured room. That's how the Krashad works.
So, me finding it funny that it was almost like a wedding ceremony, and now we have a baby crib, wasn't even all a joke?
I believe that to be correct, based on my most recent evaluation of cultural data. I'm glad you find this amusing.
Why not? For fuck's sake, Arub married us yesterday.
That's not entirely true, I think. Well, Arub is a religious leader.
What else do you think this is? Sure, it's not a perfect comparison, but this family unit is important for their survival. They fight together, hunt together, work together. It makes sense if they get to the business of continuing the family line, don't you think? Completing the circle of life.
Stupid. Why didn't this thought ever even occur to me?
Hey, don't beat yourself up about it.
It just... realizing what it means now, I feel left out of the loop. Ashamed, maybe.
Why, am I that terrible of company?
No, that's not at all. What I mean is... that is to say, I just...
I'm teasing. Look, Silas, look, it's okay. I don't think Aruba is quite the type to think we'll settle down here. It's probably metaphorical, like symbolic of the bond we have with the village.
Aruba did say we're both Humana and Alka now.
Well, there you go. It's a bond of trust. Do you think you can live with that?
Yes, I think so. No, I know so.
It's so really funny, though. Surely you could laugh about it, just a teensy bit.
Wait, that's what a Rube's joke meant yesterday.
What?
All right, maybe I do find it humorous after all.
Mayaton!
There's more?
Wait, what's the joke?
I'll tell you later. Let's follow Arub further down.
Is there more to the nursery?
I'm not sure. There were quite a few larvae back there. I wonder what else could be down here.
Shh, wait. Listen. Yes, yes, yes! Come on!
Whoa!
Oh my god. Arub, is that...
Cass, wait!
What?
Shh. You see these stakes, Cassius?
Yeah?
These are graves. I recognize their construction from Arub's book. This is where the honored dead are buried, to watch over their village from below, with only the company of the Breach.
We found Breach 5. It was right under us all along. What's Arub doing?
Paying respect, most likely. I read in Arub's book that the spirits of the departed watch over the village.
May ni ash shayak. May ni ash rabina. Dai naya nan haishak nayak. Aldrashum ru tan rushuna aldra. Dak nuktal yana hum mayatan thakum.
Sigh.
Rube is speaking to the dead, the warriors, the elders. They asked them to watch over us, guard us like they guard the village, and that we'd end in peace?
End?
I'm not sure about that part. Probably a benediction. I'll have to ask Rube later.
Cassius.
Hmm?
Silas.
Ma, Arub?
La fera ila ne huduk santa tuk ril.
I don't know where your journey will take you.
Raka nakan bajre datab raka.
But if you must go through the breach, I pray you go in peace.
Ken Farka Shura Jinbal Kahara Tazir Cassias Tazir Silas.
Jesus, Silas, you've gone white as a sheet. What's wrong?
And only evil waits on the other side. Watch, Cassius. Watch, Silas. Warning us to be careful.
Well, good thing we already know the next one is a doozy, huh? From your translation? Let's go get your sketching stuff. Maybe a breath of fresh air and some distance from the breach would be good for you. We can get the sigil later, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution Share-alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fung. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. June Dawson is played by Renee Helsel. Greg Washburn is played by Cody Burke. Jeremiah Woods is played by Eldrin Smith. Miss Evelyn Vo is played by Kyla Crockett. Steve Beckett is played by Joe Cliff Thompson. Additional voices provided by Saf the Something, Derek Valen, Gage Odom, Marvin Soul, Tommy Worf, M. Mulder, Kit Lynn H.P. Ember. Listen to other episodes, find our social media links, and make donations by visiting syntaxpodcast.com. Rate and follow us on your favorite listening platforms, tweet us at TwinStrangersP with your burning questions, and engage with fellow listeners on our subreddit, r/syntaxpod. Know the depths, wish for more. Special thanks to our crowdfunding campaign backers who supported us on this season. Derek Valen, Saf the Something, Michael Ireland, M. Mulder, Dallas Bird, Fox, Johan Kingsley, Rain Ward, Bluebell and Kai, Kit Lynn H.P. Ember.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.